Okay. And so Karate Chat Point, even though I made the sixth chakra vow to see the world in a limited way, to see evidence everywhere that fits my vows. Evidence everywhere that fits my wounds. To see evidence everywhere that fits my fears. I totally honor my sixth chakra. I totally honor this moment of consciousness because I see it all unfolding. I see from above my life how I have manifested my reality. Even though I have these filters over my sixth chakra, filters that do not let me see miracles of love, miracles of support, miracles of compassion, miracles of money. I forgive myself for that. I honor this moment of consciousness. And I can never go back to the old way because I see, I truly manifest my reality. I manifest what I see. I forgive myself for having all of these filters. Because I see I've been doing my best. And I'm open to clearing and healing my beautiful sixth chakra, which is a beautiful lens through which I see the infinite. I'm tapping through the points. There I stood in my first chakra vows to see scarcity, limitation, a dangerous world, a world of lack. I'm open to clearing that first chakra vow so I can see a world of opportunities, miracles of money, miracles in my relationships, miracles in my health. I see myself in my second chakra vows to never honor and ask for my real needs, my deep desires, my secret wants, to believe that the universe and other people will never meet them. So I vowed to see the world, even the divine, as unsupportive, not nurturing, and all about striving and struggle. I'm open to healing these second chakra vows, clearing them from my sixth chakra, so I can see all the miraculous pieces of support, validation, love and affection that the universe is always sending me. When I can't see them, I block them. There I am in my third chakra vows, believing that I'm not a miracle, vowing to stay hidden, small, serving, taking scraps, and seeing the world full of millions of opportunities to stay invisible, play it small, and only give and be handed scraps. I'm open to clearing this third chakra conflict, clearing it from my sixth chakra so that I can see the miracle that I have to give the world and how much the entire world needs, absolutely needs my miracle, my unique gifts. I'm open to seeing how truly important they are for the transformation of the entire world. There I am in my fourth chakra vows to not really be deserving until I'm perfect. A vow to always prove and earn my deserving by being perfect, better, smarter, stronger. So I vowed to see a critic on every corner, unforgiven, judgmental people. I vowed to judge myself and see with sparkling clarity everything in me that's not fixed yet. I would love to clear this away from my sixth chakra and instead see myself as eternally perfect and deserving, eternally loving, instead see myself as already there, lovable, deserving, and perfect. There I am using my fifth chakra, manifesting reality inside of me and out in the world based on my vows. I can see now with my beautiful sixth chakra how that vibration has come out into the world and manifested the limitation, the paradigm, the people that matched my old vows. I totally honor all of this muck blocking my sixth chakra, distorting and limiting my sixth chakra. I honor it. I bless it. I forgive it. and for a few moments I'm clearing it away and letting myself see the world as it is, full of infinite miracles, full of infinite support, personally intended for me. See that at my doorstep is being delivered miracles in every moment. To see with consciousness how I manifest my reality based on my beliefs, which are based on what I've seen, which is based on my beliefs. I totally honor my beautiful sixth chakra. And I'm open to seeing the world as it is, alive and fresh and new in every moment, loving, supportive, and abundant in every moment, to see the divine as loving, forgiving, miraculous, compassionate in every moment. And take a nice deep breath. That was a long tapping round. Okay. And I want you to go back to this picture. And I want you to see yourself again. And now I want you to just put around you your people, the people that you work with, the people in your life, your friends, your family. And now I want you to allow your sixth chakra, just for a minute, to show you how miraculous you really are. The one-of-a-kind, unique nature that is you. And then let your sixth chakra scan the entire planet, because it can do that in an instant, and recognize there is nobody on this planet like me. And with your sixth chakra, you could even scan the planet all the way back to the beginning of time. And you would discover, there has been no one on this planet like me. And your sixth chakra, with your imagination, could scan forward in time. And again, show you with sparkling clarity, there will never be anyone who feels like me, thinks like me, acts like me, wants like me, thinks like me, has my gifts. Just notice how, if you're open to it, your sixth chakra will reveal it. And now I want you to see the connections between you and all of the people that you touch, whether it's just in your personal relationships, but also in your work, in your career, in what you do. And see how the world needs your contribution. How what you have, your unique one-of-a-kind nature, impacts the world around you. So I want you to see how you expand out and that touches other people. You've decided to put a filter on how big you'll see that impact, how important you'll see yourself. But let your sixth chakra just show you for a second How do you impact the world around you? How important is your contribution? And so this is a place to revisit with your sixth chakra. Seeing yourself in the world, how you fit and how important you and your contribution truly are in the bigger picture. And sometimes your sixth chakra will paint you a picture of where you're going. And I know some people are probably already seeing, like, oh my God, I'm doing something I've never done before. It will show you where you're going. And as Rhys says, it will also show you if you're in a place and surrounded by people that you do not belong. And if you see with your sixth chakra, I don't belong here, and you don't pick up your stuff and leave, your sixth chakra will kick your butt. It is not going to feel good because that is what it shows us. How you fit in the world, and it will also show you if you're somewhere you don't belong. That's a psychic hit that says, I got to pick up my stuff and go. Okay, so any